is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Stacy Brandewey of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here on Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Tonight it's our second girls basketball game of the Young Hoop season. And it's basketball game number 4 overall as the Minster Lady Wildcats host the new Knoxville Lady Rangers. The Wildcats are 2-0 on the year, New Knoxville 2-1. Minster 17-6 a year ago under head coach Nance Techschulte. She is a veteran, does an outstanding job year in, year out. 7-2 in the MAC one season ago, but a disappointing sectional tourney loss to Upper Soda Valley, 57-55. Only three letter winners back off that team a year ago, but it's a solid girls program, as we alluded. In fact, Minster's off to a very good beginning this season with victories over Versailles on Tuesday, 52-48, and at Kaleida, 61-33 in the season opener. New Knoxville under 10-year head coach Dan Hegemeyer, 16-8. I said Dan Hegemeyer, a slip. It's Tim.
You went right by me.
Tim Hegemeyer helped lead New Knoxville a year ago to a 16-8 mark, like Minster, 7-2 in the MAC, and like Minster, a disappointing loss to Upper Soda Valley in the tournament. That defeat came 1 year ago in the district semifinals by a score of 53-35. When Nance Techschulte and Tim Hegemeyer hooked up a year ago about this time, early in the season, in a Midwest Athletic Conference game, New Knoxville won a thriller by 2 at the Rangers gym. We anticipate a game much like that here again tonight. In fact, Chuck, this contest this evening could go a long way to deciding the girls' MAC champ. Who knows?
Well, yeah, Minster last year started out 0-2 in the league, right? Real tough loss at Versailles, followed up by a real tough loss at New Knoxville. And they've turned that around, and they've got a, they had an outstanding JV team last year, and they are really incorporating into the fact that Rosie Westerbeck is back, and she is one of the best players in the area.
Yep, a 5'9" junior, outstanding player, does it all, scores inside and out, handles the ball, makes her teammates look better, will dish it off nicely. Kenzie Schreyer has been the leading scorer so far for New Knoxville, 29 points in three games. She's a good outside jump shooter. Minster may have a little more depth. New Knoxville's got an excellent starting five. Minster graduated a number of seniors from a year ago.
Right.
But head coach Nan Stecsholi seems to reload year in, year out here at Minster.
Well, each team only has two seniors on the roster this year. So this is a year where whatever they get out of this is only going to be better next year.
We may not see a high-scoring game here tonight, and by that I mean a game in the mid-upper 50s. More than likely, this game will be in the low to mid-40s. A defensive mainstay for both programs, i.e. that score one season ago when these clubs played. New Knoxville won it by a count of 40-38. You'll recognize the names of a couple other new Knoxville starters, Rachel Leffel and Abby Loggeman, 5'10", 5'8", respectively. Both average about 8 points per game. They are good inside-outside players for New Knoxville as well. In fact, the Rangers are blessed with a number of lady athletes who are interchangeable. They play all over the court. Hey, we were impressed with Minster's junior varsity, Chuck.
Wow.
The cupboard is not bare for the Lady Wildcats.
No, I mean, they played 10 girls the entire game, just ran them in and out, and they were all interchangeable. They were outstanding tonight.
New Knoxville so far this year has had a loss at Lima Bath, 25-22. Speaking of defense, it was played in that game. In fact, New Knoxville's D blanked the Lima Bath ladies in the first quarter. Bath didn't score a point, did come back to win it by a count of 25-22. Most recently, New Knoxville owns a 43-25 victory over Houston. Loggeman and Leffel had 11 and 10, respectively, in that game. New Knoxville also owns a 37-24 victory against Kaleida. Schreyer pumped in 17. She was red hot in that contest for the Rangers. Minster has won twice, a 2-0 mark. Nice win over Versailles, 52-48 on Tuesday. Rosie Westerbeck with 16 in that game. Lindsay Retterman had 14. And those two young ladies combined for 22. 12 for Westerbeck, 10 for Retterman in the season-opening victory for Minster on the road at Kaleida, won by the Wildcats, 61-33. One thing you can be assured of when these two teams hook up, Chuck, the basketball will be valued.
Yeah, both teams are going to play outstanding defense, and you better protect the ball. When you come down with a rebound, it's not going to be easy. You're going to have to protect. You're going to have to turn, get that outlet pass, and try to get down the floor. The best offense against a good defensive team is to beat them down the floor.
Now, each team will run the ball when the opportunity presents, and Nan Stecsholi will push it, so will Tim Hegemeyer. Each club will take advantage of opportunities, but we expect for the most part a very good half-court game here tonight, and no doubt the team that wins the fourth quarter will win this contest. Each team equally sized with three players in the 5'10", 5'11" category. No advantage there. Minster might have a slight edge in terms of depth. I call this game even, Chuck. It's a coin toss.
Well, I would say it is. I mean, one of the advantages I think that Minster has is a home game. But it's a good crowd on both sides here tonight.
Yeah, it is very good crowd from both New Knoxville and Minster for this game here this evening at the Minster Wildcats Gym. Like to let you know that we're on the air thanks to a number of fine sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. These anchor underwriting sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolley in Sydney, the U.S. Bank 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, developing the Timber Trail subdivision south edge of Anna. A number of beautiful wooden lots available at Timber Trail. Middendorf Builders, owned by Mitch Middendorf, will customize a home according to your plans and specifications. An exquisite home, I might add. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. These additional underwriting sponsors, Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Bluffton University's MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, our post-game sponsor. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville with on-time high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship always at Wells Brothers in Anna. Don't forget tomorrow night, a boys contest for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Fairlawn at Anna. Fairlawn dropped its opener in Shelby County League play at Rushi. Anna won at home versus Botkins last Friday night. It's an early season battle between Fairlawn and Anna tomorrow evening. Tip off at 8. We're on the air at 7:40 p.m. tomorrow evening for the Fairlawn at Anna boys game. Our pregame underwriting sponsor, the In-Between, located just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. We've got girls basketball tonight here on Scores Broadcast. Midwest Athletic Conference action, New Knoxville at Minster, coming up in just a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
One of our underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com is Goffney Furniture. Outstanding furniture items priced just right at Goffney. Great savings always at Goffney Furniture on Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for added savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go on online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body CarStar's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body CarStar.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're CarStar Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Minster Wildcats, the home team tonight, 2-0 on the young season so far. New Knoxville, 2-1. The loss suffered by the Rangers came on the road at Lima Bath by a score of 25-22. Minster head coach Dan Stecksholey, New Knoxville head coach Tim Hagemeyer. Starting lineups being introduced at the moment for the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. Kenzie Schroer, or I should say Schreyer, is the correct pronunciation. Kenzie, a fine junior performer, spelled S-C-H-R-O-E-R, pronounced Schreyer. Leading scorer on the year so far for New Knoxville. She'll man the point, and she also plays the two guard. 5'8", a junior, as I noted. Ashlyn Miller out front at a guard, a 5'7" junior. Jenna Schwederman, 5'8" forward, a junior, a wing player. Abby Lagerman, Rachel Leffel on the inside. Lagerman, 5'8" tall, a senior. Leffel, 5'10", and a senior. And the New Knoxville Rangers will come off the bench with Allie Catter-Henry, Caitlin Lammers, Aaron Scott, and Brianna Jurasic. For the Minster Wildcats, the starting five is as follows. Lindsay Retkerman at a wing, a 5'9" junior. Leanne Hulsman at a guard spot. She mans the point, a 5'4" senior. Rosie Westerbeck, leading scorer on the year for Minster. 5'9" wing player, a junior. Hannah Schmidtmeyer is in the middle at the post, a 5'10" senior. And Savannah Luthman, a 5'10" junior, is at a power forward. Each team with sizable front lines. Minster, very slight height advantage. Jack Kramer was hit with a sore throat last night. The cold is underway. Let's get the bug out of the way, Chuck, before the five or six games a week start.
I was going to say, we usually don't get this till about the middle of January.
You're right. You're right. New Knoxville Rangers in the road, red, white numerals, white trim. Minster, the home white, black numbers outlined in orange. Will be very interesting to take a look at these two clubs. You can anticipate that Minster or New Knoxville, along with Marion Local, perhaps Upper Soda Valley, those four, maybe another club or two, will vie for the district championship, which feeds the Tip Regional in Girls Division 4. Opening tip to start the game is won by New Knoxville. Kenzie Schreyer's got it in the forecourt to her right. Throws to Leffel. Leffel to Lagerman down inside. She's hemmed in. Gives it back outside to Ashlyn Miller. Minster in a tight man-to-man here at the start. 25 feet away, Lagerman's got it. Catching his Leffel on the arc. Leffel picked up by Schmidtmeyer. Outside the lane on the left, it's Schreyer. Schreyer dishes top of the circle to Miller. Miller hits a driver down the lane. Schwederman's got her shot blocked out of bounds by Minster. Well, we highlighted the pregame, noting solid defense from each team, and we've seen it from the Lady Wildcats here in the first 40 seconds. Schreyer inbounding beneath the rim. Flips outside to Schwederman, back to Schreyer in the left corner. She looks for a shot, can't get it. Westerbeck deflects the pass. Good effort by her for Minster. Loose ball picked up by New Knoxville, far sideline, but Leffel was out of bounds.
Too far sideline.
Here comes Minster, forecourt to our left. It's Retkerman, has the ball right corner, drives baseline, arches up a 7-footer while guarded closely, missed it long. Rebound to Schreyer of New Knoxville. Schreyer down the floor in a hurry to Miller. Miller back outside to Schreyer. Schreyer looks for a screen 25 feet away from Leffel. Schreyer drives all the way to the cup. Missed it. No good. She was too far under. Rebound tipped out by Minster. And New Knoxville throws in. We played a minute and 11 seconds. No score. A 0-0 deadlock. Inbounded by Schreyer. She gets it back. Into the post. It goes to Lagerman. Into the top of the circle to Schwederman. Schwederman hands off to Miller. Miller being hounded 30 feet from the basket by Retkerman. Gives it up on the play to Schreyer on a weave. Nearly over and back. Now it's taken away by Minster. Minster's second forced turnover by New Knoxville in this game in the initial minute and a half. Dribble drive. Leanne Huelsman for Minster pulls up at the foul line. Dishes back out to Westerbeck. Ball floated left side to Luthman. Luthman to Huelsman, 25 feet away. Right side of the circle, Schmidtmeyer. Taking a look at the rim as Westerbeck. She doesn't shoot it from three-point territory. Gives it back up to teammate Huelsman. No score. We played 2 minutes, 5 seconds, opening quarter. Second possession for Minster. Talk about valuing the ball, Chuck. Minster's had it twice now in 2.5 minutes.
Yep, they haven't got a shot off yet.
Here's Westerbeck, starts to drive, doesn't shoot, flips right corner to Huelsman. High arching three ball is jettisoned toward the rim. It misses everything. Rebound down to New Knoxville. Good defense by the Rangers. Up into the forecourt comes Miller, coming out to catch it. Schreyer. No score. 5:20 to go in the first. Near side pass goes to Miller. Top of the circle, Jenna Schwederman. Westerbeck on her. Now coming out to catch at the elbow on the right is Schwederman. Drops it down inside to Leffel. She passes up the turnaround shot. Instead throws it on the arc to Miller, who guns a three, misfires, rebound Minster. Here comes Leanne Huelsman up the floor. Picked up by Miller. We played 3 minutes, 10 seconds, opening quarter, no score. Here's a drive by Huelsman down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass into the right corner to Retkerman. And she floats up a three from that part of the court. It hits the rim, grazes off, tie up on the rebound, and Minster will keep it. 4 minutes, 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. Nothing, nothing our score. Minster inbounds below the basket on the right. It's fed to Westerbeck, top of the circle. Behind her to Huelsman. Thrown into the post to Westerbeck, then back out. 4.5 to go in the first. Still nothing, nothing. Here's Westerbeck near side. She takes a look at a three ball, sizes it up, misses it short. Oh, a good play down inside by Retkerman. She scooped up the rebound off the floor and laid it through.
Boy, nobody from New Knoxville put a body on her. They can't enjoy that at the other end of the floor.
2-0, Minster leads. Bounce pass, Rangers, left corner, Schwederman. Gives it up on the arc to Miller. 4 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Tim Hegemeyer, head coach of the Rangers, wants a timeout. Half the first period gone. Minster's got the game's only field goal. The Wildcats lead it 2-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Well, Chuck, we mentioned in the pregame last year's score between these two teams, 40-38 New Knoxville, as the Rangers beat the Wildcats at the Rangers gym. And with the start to this game tonight, this contest may be 30 to 28.
Well, yeah, the defense has been outstanding.
Rangers had the ball inbounding Leffel. Leffel throws it near side to teammate Jenna Schwedeman behind the screen, and she pours home a three-pointer. Oh, it's in and out, no good. It danced around, hit the ring, spun away. Minster got the rebound. Lady Wildcats come down the floor in a hurry and walk with the basketball.
She'll go up.
Now Minster tries to speed things up against the Rangers with full court pressure. Here comes New Knoxville in the forecourt. Abby Lagerman methodically gets it down against Westerbeck. Lagerman 30 feet away, dribbles to the right to Schwedeman. Schwedeman out of Schreyer. Schreyer starts a drive, pulls up foul line, lets it go. Short off the ring, no good. Nice rebound by Minster. Yanked off the glass by Hannah Schmidtmeyer. Foul, New Knoxville on the back. Didn't have a field goal for 4 minutes here at the start of the game. Minster leads 2-0. The Rangers don't have a point yet. Nearly 5 minutes gone. We mentioned before the start of this game, New Knoxville lost to Lima Bath earlier this season already when Lima Bath failed to score in the first. So just because you don't score points in the first quarter doesn't mean you can't win the game. Lima Bath came back, in fact, and beat New Knoxville 25-22 at Bath after being blanked in the first period. Here's Minster with the ball in the left corner. Open shooter is Hulsman, and she launches a long three, missed it hard. New Knoxville's got the run out, driving layup no good. Rebound Rangers. It's thrown in the arc to Rachel Leffel, and she pops home a triple straight away to get New Knoxville off the board. Or I should say on the board and off the snide. 3-2 Rangers, 2:31 to go in the first. Quick shot by Minster. Right wing by Schmidtmeyer, no good short. Rebound tipped out by Minster, and the Wildcats get a timeout. 2.5 to go in the first. 3-2 New Knoxville on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And Chuck, one thing about a low-scoring game like this, neither team is going to be out of this contest throughout four quarters. It's going to be, hey, Minster can win it, New Knoxville can win it.
Well, 5 or 6 point lead is going to be a big lead.
You're right about that. Westerbeck catches the inbounds pass, left side of the floor for Minster, which is down 3-2, 2:20 left, opening stanza. Leanne Yulesman's got it, back to Westerbeck. Boy, she's doubled. Dribbles out of trouble, 30 feet from the basket. Bounces to Repkeman. Right side pass, Hulsman. Left-hand dribble, circles on top. Being chased on the play by Ashlyn Miller. Here's a right flank jump shot from three-point territory by Hulsman. Swish, a long one. I said Hulsman, I should have said Repkeman.
She's got all five.
Boy, that was a beauty. 5-3, the teams have traded threes here in the last minute. Minster up by two. Down a minute 44 left in the first quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Leffel with the ball for New Knoxville. Now Schreyer catches near center circle. New Knoxville running its offense out high, trying to free someone down below the foul line. Schreyer 30 feet away on the left. Here's a clear out for her. She starts a drive against Hulsman. Can't shoot. And now New Knoxville restarts the attack with a minute 18 to go in the first quarter. Rachel Leffel with the ball. Hands off on the play to Caitlin Lammers, in off the bench, a 6-foot sophomore. Left side of the court, it's Schwedeman. Now near the timeline, it's Miller. Pressured there by Redkerman. Now Schreyer, far boundary. Out of the Wildcats logo midcourt. Bounce pass to Schwedeman. Handoff on the play to Miller with 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. High post, it's Leffel. She doesn't turn, square up, and shoot. Instead, just pitches it back out on the arc to Schwederman. Leffel starts a drive down the left flank, goes to the baseline, double team, cut off, shoots a pass right back out to Leffel. Here's a pass flared into the lane to the cutter. Schwederman, broken up by Minster and stolen with 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Wildcats down the floor to Redkerman, baseline left. She's wide open and sinks another one. This one a deuce. And she's got all seven here in the first for Minster, which leads 7-3 with 12 seconds to go. Quickly, Rangers have it in the right corner with five, with four. Baseline drive by Schreyer. Off balance, bank shot, a runner. Good with 3 seconds remaining. Minster flings it from 60 feet. No good as the first quarter finishes. The Schreyer field goal by New Knoxville trim Minster's lead to 2. 7-5 Wildcats after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Minster High School. The Rangers of New Knoxville trail the Wildcats of Minster in girls hoops action 7-5 as we begin period number two. In the first 3 minutes, 50 seconds or so of the first quarter, nobody scored. But the teams did pump home 12 points combined in the last little over 4 minutes of the opening stanza. Here's New Knoxville with the ball, and the Rangers display nice action. Good pass. Leffel hits a teammate on the pick and roll. Lagerman finishes. Nice play by New Knoxville to start the second period, Chuck.
Yeah, they came out of the corner, ran a set play.
Leffel to Lagerman. The two seniors hook up and we're tied at 7. 4 straight points by the Rangers. Allie Fisher in off the bench, a 5'4 sophomore guard for Minster. She starts to drive, leaves it on the arc for a teammate. It's Haley Balmer who sends one toward the rim, missed it much too hard, and the rebound is taken down on the play by New Knoxville. Rangers down 7-3 at one point late in the first quarter, now with an opportunity to take the lead. Caitlin Lammers, 20 feet away, straight on. Gives it up to Abby Lagerman. Now to Kenzie Schreyer. Tied at 7, 90 seconds gone, second quarter. Rachel Leffel between circles. Near side pass goes to Schwederman. Popping out left side, it's Caitlin Lammers. Lammers being checked tightly by Courtney Prenger, who's in now, a 6-foot freshman for Minster. Here's Kenzie Schreyer with the ball, top of the circle. Tries to get a pick. Rolling to the basket is Leffel. Ball is flipped to her. She's met by two defenders. Then throws it right back out to Schreyer. To Lagerman, to Schreyer. Good entry pass. Left side of the floor. Leffel got position, caught it, and was fouled. Bited up from the side by a Minster player. Got a piece of her while in the act of shooting. A couple of free ones here for Rachel Leffel for New Knoxville, which has a chance to go in front. Free throw is swished. 8-7 Rangers. Substitution for New Knoxville. Checking out Lammers. Back in Miller. Caitlin Lammers for Ashlyn Miller. Second free throw by Leffel. Right on target as well. And New Knoxville has streaked with 6 straight points to come back from a 7-3 deficit to lead 9-7. Minster forecourt left. Hulsman drives down the left side. Outside to Fisher. Fisher into the post to Savannah Luthman. Right wing it goes to Leanne Yulsman, who hands off to teammate Haley Balmer, who starts to drive. Hand check by New Knoxville. It's a common foul.
Well, when you're having trouble getting the shots off, I mean, she did a nice job of putting the ball on the floor and drawing the defense and then drew the foul.
Only three fouls so far in this game. Two on New Knoxville, one on Minster. With the ball, Fisher, 25 feet away on the left. Goes head of the key to Balmer. Balmer streaks down the lane, wow. Rims the bank shot. It did everything but go in. New Knoxville got the rebound, fed it down the floor to Leffel. Leffel out in front, drives with the left hand, and she's whacked from behind, and she gets two more free throws. Tough luck shooting for Minster down to her left on the last possession.
Well, I like the way Balmer takes the ball to the basket. I can't believe that one didn't go in.
Two shots, Leffel, the first, nothing but net. She's connected on three straight free ones here in the first half. Well, Minster now has not scored in a little better than 4 minutes, overlapping the first and second quarters. Rangers up 10-7. Second free throw by Leffel is good. She's got four straight at the stripe, 11-7 Rangers. Three-quarter court pressure by New Knoxville. In backcourt, it's Balmer. Balmer in the middle to Westerbeck. Back to Balmer. Feeds left side to Schmidtmeier. High left, it's Westerbeck. Minster has seen New Knoxville reel off 8 points in succession. Coming out high left to catch. It is Schmidtmeier for Minster. Bounce pass 30 feet away to Fisher. Down in the right corner, it goes to Westerbeck. She wants to drive. Goes baseline, nothing there. Starts toward the paint, and it's yanked right away by Miller with the steal. Miller up the floor to Schreyer. She's doubled, looks for help, gets it to Miller, 35 feet out. Now between the rings, it's Schwederman for New Knoxville. Leffel comes out to catch it. Left side pass Schreyer, down to 4:21 to go first half. Head of the key straight on Leffel. Looks for Schreyer, cutting through the paint. She's not open. Ball's handed off to Lagerman. Now Schreyer, 30 feet out. Bounce past the teammate Schwederman, who comes out to get it. Picked up by Balmer. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. 11-7, New Knoxville. Dribbling is Schreyer. Left side pass to Leffel outside the arc. Fakes right, goes left. Has a little crease. Starts toward the rim, and a foul against Balmer of Minster, who glides over a step late.
Well, she had to go help because they got Leffel, who is their best ball player as far as I'm concerned, and they got the freshman guarding her, and she just took her to the basket that time. There was nothing she could do about it.
Team foul situation. Three on Minster, two on New Knoxville. That was a common personal. It's inbounded to Schreyer. Goes into the paint to Leffel. Might have gotten away with a walk. Turn around, fadeaway 10-footer. Hit the back rim. No good. Rebound taken off by Fisher of Minster. Long lead out. Down the floor to Redkerman. She barges in from the right wing. Contact below the basket. Knocked out by the Rangers. And Minster will throw in below the basket. Redkerman to trigger. 3:39 to go first half. 11-7 New Knoxville. Ball thrown to the arc and whipped right back into the post immediately to Schmidtmeier, and a Ranger player is on her back. Minster has not scored a point, Chuck, since a little over a minute remained in the first period.
Yeah, they're very stagnant offensively.
Down to 3:37 left in the first half. Minster on the arc, ball thrown into the lane to Redkerman. Redkerman twists and turns and banks it in from 10 feet away. She's got all nine for the Lady Wildcats. 11-9 our score, New Knoxville up at two. Here's Leffel down the floor to Schreyer. Schreyer throws out back to Schwederman, down to Leffel, and looks at the clock, 3:14 to go. Here's a skip pass, near side to Schreyer, from behind the arc, lets it fly, it hit the rim, top of the backboard. Rebound comes down to Schmidtmeier for Minster. Up the floor it goes to Fisher in the right corner. Baseline right to a teammate who twists from 7 feet away and gets it to fall.
Pringer.
Nice looking shot by Courtney Pringer in off the bench to tie the game. Here's a loose ball at midcourt. Wild scramble. Schreyer comes out of there with it for the Rangers. She darts the other direction and lays it in. And the Rangers go right back up by two, 13-11. Nice hoop by Pringer, Minster's last trip down. First points for the Wildcats, other than those by Retkerman. Here's a three-point shot by Minster. Good look by Fisher. She drains it. And Minster's got the lead, 14-13. 2:16 to go first half. Leffel down the floor, pulls up at the foul line. Drops it down inside to Schwedemann. Flips it on the arc to Schreyer in the left corner. She lets a long one go from there. Hit the rim, bounded away. Rebounded by Fisher of Minster. 2 minutes left in the first half as the pace picks up. 14-13, Minster. On the three-point shot by Fisher. Ball thrown left corner to Fisher. Down inside to Westerbeck. And she makes a move through the paint. Little half-hook shot. Hit the rim, danced off. Scrap for the rebound. And it's a tie-up. Rangers will throw in, or I should say the Wildcats will throw in. Retkerman lobs to Pringer at the foul line. Open look from 15, hit the rim and bounced off. Taken down by New Knoxville. 14-13, Wildcats up one. Minute 35 to go first half. Cross court skip pass to Miller for New Knoxville. Almost left her feet. Checked closely by Fisher. Gets it down inside to a teammate. Schwedemann forces one up from 8 feet, too hard. Rebound by Minster. Here come the Wildcats, one-on-one, as Westerbeck flashes into the lane. Reach in by New Knoxville and a foul called. 1:18 to go in the first half of play. Allie Fisher comes out for Minster. Her three-pointer is giving the Wildcats the lead, 14-13. Inbounded by the Wildcats in the right corner. Open shot for Schmidtmeyer. No good. Hit the rim. Bounced far corner. Traced down by the Wildcats who still have it. On the arc to Retkerman. A minute to go first half. Minster up one. Now to Heelsman behind the arc. Near side Westerbeck dribbles. Gives it right back up 30 feet away to Heelsman. Into the lane to Westerbeck. Oh, what a look. Fine pass to Pringer, who cuts to the rim. Assist Westerbeck. Field goal, Pringer. Three-point lead, Minster. Here's Leffel out of control. She zips down the floor hard into the lane for New Knoxville. Has it ripped away from her by Minster. Then a tie-up results. Rangers ball with 39.8 to go in the first half. 16-13 in favor of Minster. This game's been played in streaks so far. Ball thrown, right corner, Caitlin Lambers for the Rangers. Half minute remaining, second quarter of play. New Knoxville down by three. Ball thrown to Leffel out near the center stripe, and the Rangers take a timeout. Half minute to go, first half. Minster leads by three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Yeah, Minster led 7-3 late in the first quarter before New Knoxville rallied over the latter part of the first, early stages of the second to bolt on top 11-7. And now Minster has owned the last few minutes. Wildcats are up by 3, 16-13, 23 seconds to go in the first half. Rangers plan to take the last shot. Here's Schreyer with the ball 30 feet out. Left side to Miller, 15 seconds to go. Back to Schreyer, shot fake. Pulls up from 15, blocked away by Minster and stolen. Westerbeck's got it in backcourt. Hands off on the play to Leanne Yulesman with four to go. Right corner, Westerbeck, guarded closely. Flings one up with the left hand off balance. No good as the first half finishes. Tightly played as we expected. Last year, New Knoxville won by two at the Rangers gym. Minster possesses a three-point lead after two quarters here tonight. Minster Wildcats, 16, New Knoxville, 13. Maybe I said a two-point lead. I should have said three. 16-13, Minster. At the intermission, Minster was up by a bucket, 7-5, at the end of one. We'll return with our halftime, our report at the break, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Minster High School, where the Lady Wildcats own a three-point lead over New Knoxville, 16-13. Two periods of play have been completed. Chuck, a tribute to Minster's depth. Leading scorer Rosie Westerbeck on the season so far has been blank. She's got nothing, and three players for the Lady Wildcats have consumed all the points. Outstanding initial period of play by Lindsay Redkerman.
Yeah, she had nine in the first half, three for Allie Fisher and four for Courtney Pringer, the freshman off the bench. On the other side, 7 points for Rachel Leffel. They got four from Schreier and two from Lagerman. They scored 5 and 8 for 13. Minster scored 7 and 9 for 16. Minster has not been to the free throw line yet. 4 for 4 for New Knoxville, all by Rachel Leffel. Rebounding, 3, 5, 8. 2 offensive rebounds, 8 total for New Knoxville, 3 turnovers. And for Minster, they had 4, 6, 8, 10. They had 14 rebounds and 5 offensive rebounds, only turned the ball over twice. Both teams did a great job of handling the basketball. They're not shooting it well, but that's a lot to do with the defense.
Chuck, I got the feeling that Minster would like to speed up the tempo a little bit. New Knoxville got in trouble late in that second quarter when the pace did become enhanced.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they're having trouble with the zone down at that end.
Right.
If you beat them down the floor, you don't have to worry about running an offense against the zone.
Yep. Very good first half of play. New Knoxville won at home last year by 2. Minster leads by 3 after 2 quarters here tonight, 16-13. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks so much to Wilson Health, one of our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Reggie, injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment commitment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring. She was highly skilled and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Don't forget, tomorrow night here on ScoresBroadcast.com, it's Shelby County League Boys Action Fairlawn at Anna. Tip-off 8 o'clock on the web here on ScoresBroadcast.com at 7:40 p.m. on the Internet tomorrow night on ScoresBroadcast.com, Fairlawn at Anna. Here tonight, girls action from Minster. The Wildcats lead the New Knoxville Rangers after two quarters by a score of 16-13. Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on the walls right beside the pics of the current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches like pizza and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can just sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is available too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and that pork chop special on Saturday nights. Good at Brookins. Local Equipment in Jackson Center sponsors this halftime segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Local moved to Shelby County, Ohio, Jackson Center specifically, back in the early 80s from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And during girls' basketball games, Local Equipment spotlights a couple players, one from each school, young ladies who excel on the basketball floor and in the classroom, too. And we've got a couple of superb student-athletes to spotlight for you tonight, brought to you by Local. Hannah Schmidtmeyer from Minster, a senior, daughter of Rick and Pam Schmidtmeyer, 4.0 GPA, plays percussion in the band, senior class president, National Honor Society member, Youth Leadership Association, and Hannah will study pharmacy at the University of Toledo. For New Knoxville, it's senior Abby Lagerman, daughter of Mark and Sarah Lagerman, 3.9 GPA, member of German Club, Pep Club, National Honor Society Student Council, also a student aide, and she will study nursing at Wright State University. Abby Lagerman, senior at New Knoxville, Hannah Schmidtmeyer, a senior at Minster, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Minster with the lead, and the Wildcats have the ball first as we start third quarter play at the Minster High School gym. 16-13, our score. Minster with the ball out on top. It's Lindsay Reckerman, who had a sparkling first half for the Lady Wildcats as she fired in the first seven of the game for Minster. Here's a scramble for a loose ball at midcourt on Minster's opening possession. It's tipped by New Knoxville, almost an over and back against the Wildcats. In fact, once the Wildcats do regain the ball, a traveling violation is whistled. New Knoxville flips it in play. It goes to Ashlyn Miller. Miller picked up tightly by Lindsay Reckerman. Outside the arc on the right, it's Schwederman. Schwederman gets a high screen, little pick and roll, intended for Loggeman over the top of her head. Out of bounds, it sails.
They scored a couple of times off that same play in the first half. That time the pass was just a little high.
50 seconds gone, third quarter. Minster up three, 16-13. Redkerman's got the ball out high. She looks for a pick and roll with Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer's covered up. Instead, the ball is dealt on the play to Leanne Hilsman, and Hilsman boosts the Minster lead all the way to six with a beautiful high-arching three-pointer, nothing but cord.
Well, like I said earlier, a six-point lead in a game where both teams are struggling to score a little bit is a pretty good-sized lead.
Exactly, and that's what we've got. Half a dozen point advantage for Minster. 19-13 after Knoxville once led 11-7 in the second quarter of play. A 12-2 run by Minster. New Knoxville's got the ball left side of the court. On the bounce, it's Rachel Leffel. Out high to Loggeman. Coming out to catch is Schreyer. Minster's done a very good job on Kenzie Schreyer. Kenzie's got 29 points in three games for New Knoxville. Excellent defensive play by Minster against her. Here's Schreyer out high on the right side. Little pick and roll with teammate Loggeman. Dished it to her. She dropped it, got it back. Threw it on the arc to Leffel. Leffel's left open. Pushes one up from three-point land. Short, no good. Scrap for the rebound. Tied up. Ball out of bounds to the Rangers. 6:04 left in the third. New Knoxville maintains it. Schreyer baseline right. Inbounds to Leffel in the corner. Out near the center line to Schwederman. Westerbeck guarding the cutter, Schwederman. Outside the arc to Loggeman. Loggeman checked by Luthman, 30 feet away. Now the ball is raked away by Minster. Loose on the deck. Good play by the Wildcats. Dealt from Hulsman to Luthman. Down the floor to the driving offensive player, Schmidtmeyer, who banks it in. And Minster's rolling now, up by 8, 21-13. Kenzie Schreyer, midcourt for New Knoxville. Dribbling against Hulsman. High screen set by Leffel. Schreyer fakes right, goes left. On the run, banks it with the left hand. Makes it, and she's fouled. Splendid play by Schreyer, who stops the bleeding for the Rangers. Big field goal right there. Free throw coming. Nifty move, Chuck. She flipped that up on the run with the left hand.
She did a nice job, and the help side defense for Minster was way too far away from the basket.
Free throw by Schreyer, around and in for the Rangers, who needed that three-point play desperately. 21-16 now in favor of Minster. 5:12 to go, third quarter. Here's a wraparound pass, top of the key, dished off to Westerbeck. She fires it. No good, a three-pointer. Weak side rebound to Hilsman, who misses a 10-footer. Now it's on the deck and tied up. Alternating arrow means Minster keeps it. 21-16 our score. Minster up five. Baseline right, Reckerman to inbound. To Westerbeck inside the arc, now to Schmidtmeyer. It goes left side to Hilsman. who whips a pass into the post to Luthman. Turnaround, eight-footer, hit the back rim, no good. Came off to Schreyer. Schreyer down to a running Miller, who pulls up, stops. Cross court, left side to Schwederman. She's handcuffed as she drives into the lane, gives it up. On top, it's Leffel. 4:35 to go third quarter. New Knoxville down five. Here's Schreyer at the Wildcat logo at center circle. Right side pass, Miller. She holds an eye overhead. Pick and roll out high for Schwederman. Schwederman gives it up to Miller. Miller's 15-footer. Foul line, J. Off to the left. No good. Rebounded by Minster. Quickly down the floor. Whipped into the lane. Turnaround, eight-footer. Up and in. Savannah Luthman, who missed it the last trip, got that one to go. The lead is seven for Minster, and New Knoxville forces the action the other way. A hard driving layup attempt results in an offensive foul. She played both ends of the floor that time. She scores, goes down, gets herself set, takes the charge. Nice both ends of the floor by Luthman. Yep, good observation, Chuck. Savannah to the rescue there for Minster. She started this game, was silent in the first half. She has sparked the Wildcats in the third quarter. 23-16 Minster. Wildcats come down the floor, throw it quickly to Pringer in the post, over guarding for the backside against the Rangers. Minster leads. Ball lobbed to Pringer at the foul line. On the arc to Fisher, who pumped in a three in the second quarter for the Wildcats. Ball rotated near side to Reckerman, back to Fisher. Another three-point effort, hit the rim twice, came off.
Oh.
Scrap for the rebound. A quick tie-up is blown, and New Knoxville gets it.
Minster has picked up the defensive intensity here in the second half, and boy, what an effort on a rebound there.
Isn't that the truth? Here's the Knoxville down the floor in a hurry, beating Minster's pressure. Good feet on the play. Driving layup, yes. Oh, what a dish off by Miller to Lagerman as the Rangers beat Minster back down the floor. Timeout called, New Knoxville, 23-18. Wildcats up 5, 3:31 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Chuck, interesting development in this game. New Knoxville would prefer to play at its own pace, but once down seven in this quarter, now down five, Rangers have got to pick it up some.
Yeah, they're going to have to try to run the ball a little bit because they're really struggling for scoring in the half court.
After the timeout, Minster pumps up a quick two ball. It is way short, and New Knoxville gets the long rebound. Down the floor to Lagerman. Lagerman throws into the post, back to the basket, caught by Caitlin Lammers. And a Minster player fouls from the rear. Common foul, two each way in the second half. 3:04 to go in the third. 23-18 Minster, which once led 23-16 in this quarter after being ahead 16-13 at the half. The Knoxville throws inbounds on top to Miller. Miller about a minute ago had a good open jump shot from the foul line, just missed it. Back to the basket in the lane. Schwederman hands off on the play to teammate Abby Lagerman, who squares up and hits the 14-footer.
Right back in it.
Two field goals in a row for the Rangers. Minster's lead trimmed to three. 23-20, 2.5 left, third quarter. Here's Haley Balmer, 30 feet out for Minster, the 5'9 junior. Gives it up on the play to Fisher. Fisher being guarded tightly. Hooks a pass down low on the right. intended on the play for Balmer. She wasn't there. Rangers got a mitt on it, tied it up. Alternate arrow favors Minster, which will throw in. 2:21 left in the third quarter. Ball pitched into Fisher on the arc. Hand off to Balmer. Goes foul line. Beneath it, left-hand shot. No good. Deflected. Weak side rebound. Schmidtmeyer pumps it back up. She's fouled on the shoulder. Good offensive rebounding by Minster.
Nice job, and this is going to be their first two free throws of the game.
Schmidtmeyer at the stripe. Aims, fires, way short. 23-20, Minster up three. Rachel Ruffel connected on four early free throws in this game for New Knoxville. Second foul shot by Schmidtmeyer. In and out, dances on the rim, and comes off and plops right down into the lap of Lagerman for New Knoxville, which can tie it up with a three or cut it to one with a two. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 23-20 Minster. Here's Leffel, top of the circle, to Lagerman in the lane. She's doubled, tripled, gives it back up to Leffel. Leffel down the paint, looks for help, goes on top to Schwederman. To Leffel, baseline right, open player for New Knoxville, can't get the shot to go. Lammers tried it, her arm was grabbed. Two free throws for her. Good ball movement by the Rangers. Minute 49 left here in the third. Lammers with two free ones, shoots it up and hits it. New Knoxville with a big edge at the stripe in this game.
6-for-6.
Coming out for Minster are both Retkerman and Schmidtmeyer. Nance Tech-Schulte for the Wildcats has gone 8 deep. She has played a number of Lady Cats in this game. Second free throw hit the back iron for New Knoxville. Rebounded by Minster. Wildcats walk it up, leading by just two now. A minute 37 to go in the third quarter. Cross-court pass, left side, open player, Balmer. Balmer behind the arc, a double screen, and she buries it. Big field goal for Minster. The cushion now five. Balmer off the bench. That is a significant three-pointer. Leffel tries to match for New Knoxville. Long one, three-point territory. Hit the rim, backboard no good. Rebound taken down by Minster. Here's a flip down the floor to Balmer. A minute to go in the third quarter. Five-point lead, Minster. 26-21. Ball weaved out back to Balmer. Goes foul line, left-hand dribble. Hands off on the play to Hulsman. Hulsman dribbles. Head coach Nance Tech-Schulte says, hey, we're not in a hurry. 46 seconds to go, third quarter. Cross-court pass, Balmer. Into the lane, pulls up. Hands to Westerbeck. Off to a teammate, and the pivot foot is dragged.
I agree. She kept her foot down. It looked like she was going to travel, and so he anticipated it.
Yep, head coach Nance Tech-Schulte, you may have heard in the background through our scores broadcast headset, was noting to the official she kept her pivot foot intact with the floor. Looked like she might have, but it's called a walking violation. Down five, New Knoxville's got it. 25 seconds to go in the third. Schrader's got the ball top of the key. Picked up by Hulsman. Coming out to catch Lagerman, hand off to Schwederman. 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Now Leffel, still 25 feet away. Here's Schreyer near side, dribbling. High screen set by Leffel. Schreyer on the bounce with six to go. Schreyer driving down the left side of the lane. On the run, left-hand ball to the rim, way short. Open rebound, Schreyer up and in. Schreyer missed it, got it back, and dropped it through just before the buzzer. Big hoop by New Knoxville. Kenzie Schreyer, Johnny on the spot for the Rangers. Three quarters have been played. Minster 26, New Knoxville 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go on
online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body CarStar's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body CarStar.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're CarStar Relax. We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
We start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com with Minster up by three, 26-23. Wildcats go big in the opening minutes of the fourth with both Courtney Pringer at 6 feet and Savannah Luthman at 5'10 on the floor as New Knoxville dribbles up ahead into the forecourt. Way out on the arc, it's Schreyer. Coming out to meet her, Luthman. Lindsay Reckerman also in to start the period for Minster. Oh, here's a nice post-up move by Schreyer. Caught it down low. Had the defender on her back below the rim. Swiveled a shot up and in off the window and was fouled on the shoulder.
That was excellent ball movement, and Schreyer did a good job of coming around and pinning her defender.
Schreyer, three-point chance to knock the game, and she does. 26-26, we're tied. 7:29 to go in the fourth. New Knoxville coming all the way back from a seven-point deficit midway through the third quarter, 23-16. Quickly, Minster, three-point try, straight on, Uelsman. It rimmed and came out. Good strong rebound shot by Pringer. It's no good. Foul, New Knoxville, underneath the hoop. Team foul situation. Four on Minster. Three on New Knoxville. It was ruled an in-the-active shooting play for Westerbeck, who got the board below the rim, and she calmly connects on the free throw to give Minster a one-point edge.
That's Rosie's first point.
That's amazing. Without a field goal to this point, Westerbeck knocks down a couple at the stripe, two in a row for her. She'd been held scoreless to that point. And the two free ones by Westerbeck give Minster the edge, 28-26. 7:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball inbound to Leffel. Leffel dribbles down the near side of the floor right in front of us. Overplay, double team. Minster slaps it out. Ball will be inbounded by Schwederman of New Knoxville. She looks, bounces into Leffel. Where both teams have taken very good care of the basketball. Here's Schreyer, 30 feet out, starts a drive. Left-handed down the lane, floats it toward the rim. It just nipped the iron, rebound down to Minster. Schreyer had the shot she wanted. She looks off balance on those, but she likes them. Oh, here's a good post-up move in the lane by Pringer. She put it on the floor once and banked in a power shot in the paint. Courtney Pringer and Savannah Luthman have ignited Minster here tonight. 30-26, Minster. Good defense by the Wildcats at the timeline. Redkerman got a hand in there, knotted up Schwederman, and the arrow says Minster ball. Redkerman in backcourt to Uelsman. Uelsman over the Wildcats logo. 30-26 in favor of Minster, which has scored the last four. Right side of the court, Uelsman. Out high, it goes to Schmidtmeier. Schmidtmeier, right corner to Uelsman. She hurls up a three ball. Look out, she's got it. Big bucket by Leanne Uelsman. Seven straight now by Minster. 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 33-26 in favor of the Wildcats. It has been a game of runs. Right now, Minster is on one. Leffel works hard into the lane. Gives it out back to Lagerman. Right corner, Schreyer. Head coach Nan Steck-Scholey barking out, help, help, against Schreyer of New Knoxville. Here's Ashlyn Miller down the right side of the lane. Gives it up to Leffel. 5:42 left in the game. Leffel backs her defender down in the lane. Spinning move, hook shot, wild one. No good, but she did attract a two-shot foul. 33-26 Minster, 5:37 to go, fourth quarter. Pretty good piece of ad living by Leffel in the paint to get two shots.
Yeah, she did a nice job of drawing the foul.
Rachel at the stripe. New Knoxville needs these, and she drops it in. Rangers have stoked the nets
at the free throw line here in this game.
Well, this will be 9 of 10 if she makes this one.
No good. Too hard. Long rebound, though, to Knoxville. Back out to Leffel on the arc. Right side pass goes to Miller. Between the circles, Schreyer. 33-27, Minster. 5:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Now here's Leffel. Dribbles 20 feet away. Starts to drive with the left hand. On a weave to Miller. That is Schreyer. Three-point land doesn't shoot. Back to Miller. 5:10 remaining. Drive by Miller. Loops it left corner to Leffel. Flips it back out on the play to Miller. Miller fakes right, goes left. 5 minutes even to go in the fourth quarter. Six-point lead, Minster. Here's a jump shot. Foul line extended left by Lagerman. No good. Gets the rebound, though. Throws it to Schreyer. And Schreyer bumps up a three ball. In and out. Missed. Rebounded by Minster. Broken up into the forecourt. Lagerman got a hand on it. Minster got it back. Wildcats cling to the six-point lead after Knoxville couldn't cash in. Here's a right-side three-pointer by Hillsman. Look out. It is no good. Hit the rim. Top of the backboard. Came down. Minster jerked down the board. Knoxville got a hand on it as well. And it's ruled. Let's go to the arrow. Rangers have it. Big shot there by Hillsman. If she had canned that triple, the Wildcats would have had their biggest lead, 9. And so the Rangers have a chance to knife it down to 4-3. Here's Schreyer, 35 feet away. 4:14 to go, fourth quarter. Schreyer picked up by Hulsman. Near side pass, Miller. Schmidtmeyer blocks the throw by Miller. It's loose on the deck. Miller gets it back. Out of trouble on the play to Lagerman, and a timeout is called by Tim Hegemeyer alertly as the Rangers were in some hot water out near the timeline. 4:03 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster 33, New Knoxville 27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
New Knoxville inbounds the ball after the Rangers timeout by head coach Tim Hegemeyer. 3:56 left to go in the fourth. 6-point lead, Wildcats. Here's a little pick and roll by New Knoxville, left side of the floor, and Lagerman's pass is anticipated, and Minster swipes it.
Excellent job of hedging and stealing by Courtney Pringer.
The Rangers have gone to the well maybe once too often with that high pick and roll, and now New Knoxville makes the pickoff. Intercepted by Miller. Long throw down the floor to Lagerman. She barges in from the right wing and missed it short. Wow. Tough break for the Rangers. I said Lagerman. It was Schwederman on the misfire. An opportunity passed up there by the Rangers. Minster gets it back. Left side of the floor. It is handled by Schmidtmeyer. Cross court pass to Reckerman. Starts a drive and she's shouldered and fouled. Minster not in the one-and-one, ball out of bounds to the Wildcats, baseline right, 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. The playmaker, Leanne Hulsman. Leading scorer on the year, Westerbeck, without a field goal in this game for Minster, and the Wildcats still lead New Knoxville by 6. Catching it 20 feet away, it's Hulsman. Hulsman's got a big three-pointer in this half for Minster. She circles out high. Hands off on the play to Balmer. Balmer through the top of the key. Right wing to Redkerman. She sizes up the triple. Missed it hard. No good. Long rebound. Yanked down by Lagerman of New Knoxville. Hands off in backcourt to Schreyer. Rangers need a hoop badly. Trailing by 6. 2:40 to go. Fourth quarter. Left side throw, Lagerman. Got it by Pringer on the arc. But Courtney's played well for Minster.
My goodness.
Oh, Loglin hemmed in. Nearly a five-second call. Barely got the pass away to teammate Schwederman. Now to Leffel. Back out on top to Schreyer. Checking Schreyer, Leanne Yulsman. That's a key matchup. Let's see if the Rangers try to go back to Schreyer. Intercepted pass by Schmidtmeyer. They're good takeaways by both clubs in the last minute. Minster regains possession with 2:05 to go in the fourth, up six. Left side pass, 25 feet away. It goes to Retkeman. Retkeman on the dribble. She sprints past it. A Knoxville player missed the driving layup and a foul call. Free throw line for Minster is Retkeman, who took the ball in her own hands on that play. Had a crease, bolted to the rim. Two free throws by Lindsay. Front rim, backboard and off. No good. Second shot here coming for Retkeman. 6-point lead, Minster. 1:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Lindsay fires, around and out to the left. Rebounded by the Rangers, Leffel. Minster not hitting at the stripe, like New Knoxville, which has been on fire, 9 of 11. Leffel dribbling outside the arc of the left. Good defense by Schmidtmeyer. On a weave, Lagerman pulls up at the foul line and strokes in a 15-footer. Big goal by Lagerman. 4-point lead, Minster, 33-29. Minute and a half to go in the game. Dribbling over the timeline, it's Yulsman. Yulsman gives it up, elbow left to Schmidtmeyer, and grappling for the ball, a New Knoxville player, foul on the Rangers. Minute 24 left. Fourth quarter. 4-point lead, Minster. Wildcats shoot to 1-1. Rangers over the limit with 7. Minster's been cold at the stripe. These are big. 1-1. Does Schmidtmeyer make the first to get the second? Nope. Rebounded by New Knoxville. And a foul on Minster. Common personal. 6. On the Wildcats, both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. A minute 24 to go. Here's a baseball pass thrown down the floor by Leffel all the way to Lagerman. Lagerman catches with the left hand and streaks in for the layup. Alert play by the Rangers. 33-31. Minster's lead precarious. Only 2. Here's Bomber to Retkeman. Drives, foul line, pulls up. Missed the shot off to the right. Rebounded by New Knoxville. Here's Leffel on a high dribble down the right side. Nearly turned it over. Out back to Lagerman. 2-point lead, Minster. 50 seconds to go in the fourth. Do we have a foul or a tie-up in the left corner? As two players collide, New Knoxville had possession, and Minster's called for a hack. It's not a jump. Minster fans not pleased with the call, and Kenzie Schreyer has got a chance to tie up the game. 1-1 for her. Free throw by Schreyer. Front rim, back rim. Good. Cool as a cucumber, she makes it. 33-32. Minster up 1. 52.4 to go in the game. Second shot. Yes. Schreyer's got them both. Substitution. Westerbeck back in for Minster. She's without a field goal in this game. Westerbeck on the floor for the Wildcats, who've been tied by New Knoxville at 33. Nice streak of 7 in a row by the Rangers to answer Minster's 7 straight. 40 seconds left. Dribbling 30 feet out. Heelsman for Minster. Both teams in the bonus. Ball is weaved to Retkeman. 30 feet away, Heelsman. Minster gets a timeout of full. 32.8 to go in the fourth. We're tied up at 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Mitch Middendorf, owner of Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, says his customers receive great value in home and commercial construction.
At Middendorf Builders, quality does come first. Clients believe quality and affordability are the top priority, and so do I.
Chet Harrod of Fort Loramie is one of the region's many well-satisfied homeowners who've had houses built by Middendorf.
My family and I, we have really benefited from the affordability of Middendorf Builders. We really like the common sense approach
approach that Middendorf Builders took into the building of our home.
Middendorf Builders also excels in commercial construction.
Middendorf constructed our 3,400 square foot facility in Anna this past summer.
Aaron Barlow is the business manager of XL Sports Medicine.
Without question, I'd say Middendorf met our expectations, and this new facility has allowed us to serve our growing number of physical therapy patients.
Middendorf in Fort Loramie, on the web at MiddendorfBuilders.com.
I'd recommend Middendorf Builders to anyone. It's a household name in home building.
In our pregame tonight, we noted that Minster lost to Knoxville by 2, 40-38 last year at the Rangers gym, and that we anticipated a game tonight much like that one, and we've got it. 33-all, 17 seconds to go, late fourth quarter. Minster with possession, dribbling as Julesman 25 feet away. Dribble drive inside the arc with 12.5 left, and head coach Nan Steckschulte gets another timeout, and we will keep it right here. Minster 33, New Knoxville 33. Each team valuing the basketball as precious seconds tick off the clock. New Knoxville has scored 7 in a row, Chuck, in the last 2.5 minutes. Minster had pushed the lead out to 7, but could not seal the deal.
Well, they've turned it a couple of times here. I mean, they only had 3 turnovers before the last 2 possessions where they turned it. Kind of a iffy foul call down there that tied it up. I thought it was a held ball, but you know, that's, it's one of those things where New Knoxville, you know, these girls have played. They got talent and they didn't quit.
Rangers have made free throws. Wildcats have missed theirs. Let's see who is on Westerbeck of Minster, being guarded by Schwederman away from the action. We're at 8 seconds to go. Top of the key, dribble drive, into the paint, in traffic goes Retterman. It's pried loose by New Knoxville. Minster keeps it with the arrow with 3.7 remaining. Let's see what kind of a play the Wildcats can draw up here. Minster's got, what, a timeout remaining, Chuck?
Yeah, well, they actually had 3 timeouts.
Oh, they
left,
did. So yeah, New Knoxville was down to 1.
Down to 1.
And the Rangers took it.
No, I think I think Minster took it. They're gonna set up an inbounds play right here, and a nice substitution here. They're putting Lammers in the game, the 6-foot sophomore, to put a little pressure on the inside.
Wildcats do utilize the timeout, and as Chuck noted, 6-foot sophomore Caitlin Lammers to the scorer's table for New Knoxville. We're tied at 33, 3.7 to go here in the fourth. Up from the 4-minute mark down to the 2.5-minute mark, Minster dominated, pushed the lead to 7. New Knoxville has owned the last couple minutes plus with 7 in a row, answering to tie the game at 33. Minster's got the last possession in just a matter of seconds here. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. High-tech computer solutions for you. PC and network repair, upgrades, data transfer, data recovery, tutoring, remote management, and more. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna near McCartyville. Inbounding Retkeman, baseline right to Hulsman. Spins, tries a 25-footer, deflected. Loose ball picked up by Retkeman, gets the shot away. It's partially blocked, and the game ends. Fine defense by the Rangers down the stretch as New Knoxville blank Minster for better than the last 2.5 minutes and denied the Wildcats game-winning points on Minster's final possession. Overtime here at Minster, the Wildcats 33, the Rangers 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
33-33, Minster and New Knoxville girls in the typical Wildcats Rangers struggle, closely played throughout.
In a league that only plays each other once.
Yes.
This is a huge game for both teams.
Exactly. We mentioned in the pregame, right at the top of the program, that this contest tonight would go a long way to deciding the Midwest Athletic Conference girls champ. jump ball to start the OT. We play 4 minutes. Each team in the bonus. Each team with a couple timeouts remaining. Pranger jumps it against Schwederman. And it's batted in backcourt. New Knoxville tracks it down. It goes to Lagerman. Up the floor, bouncing it with the left against Retkerman. On a weave. Out back to Miller. Near side pass goes to teammate Schwederman. She hangs on to the ball. Dribbles toward the top of the key. Pranger checks her. Now near the Wildcats logo. Coming out to catch is Leffel. 3.5 remaining in the overtime. We're tied up at 33. Right of the key, Schrader. Schrader gives it up to Schwederman straight away. Now 30 feet out to Miller. Now Schrader's got it. Deep right wing. Kenzie Schrader looks for an alley toward the basket. It's not there. Near side pass to Leffel. New Knoxville has dribbled nearly a minute off the clock in the overtime. A fourth of the extra session is gone. We're still tied at 33 apiece. No one shot the ball. Mincer hasn't gotten it yet. Here's a pass into the lane to the cutting Lagerman. She almost shot it, didn't. Threw it back out to Schrader. 2:50 left to go in the OT. Right side to Leffel. Leffel hangs on. Hits a player in the post. It's Miller. Back to the basket. Checked by Westerbeck of Minster. That forces a throw on top to Schrader. Left side pass to Lagerman. Now Miller near the timeline. Westerbeck on her. Coming out to get it, Schwederman. 2.5 to go in the overtime. We played 90 seconds in the extra period. No one has scored. Minster hasn't gotten the ball. Here's a long pass down low on the right. A good feed from 30 feet away by Leffel. Schrader couldn't get it to fall. It spun off the iron. It hit the floor. Rebounding foul. Rangers. We go to the other end. Minster shoots the 1-1. Tough break for New Knoxville. Rangers waited for the opening, and the shot by Schrader hung and hung on the iron and dropped off. 1-1 Pranger for Minster. Shoots it and makes it, and Minster leads by a point. Cool free throw shooting all night long by Minster, but the Wildcats make one when they need it most. 34-33, Minster, 2:18 to go in the OT. Second shot, Courtney Pranger pushes it toward the iron. No good. Hit the flange, carried into the left corner, and let's see what we've got. Rangers maybe in the lane too quickly. Another shot for Pranger. Wow. Boy, that's an error you don't want to make, especially in overtime. It gives Minster another free throw chance, and Pranger cashes in. And now the lead is two. New Knoxville needs a deuce to tie it up. New Knoxville had gotten the rebound and Pranger's second free throw but missed. But the Rangers stepped into the paint prematurely. 35-33, Minster up two. 2 minutes to go in overtime. Schwederman to Schrader, 35 feet out. New Knoxville slowly handling the basketball, very patient. Minster appears to be in a zone, right, Chuck? Here's a baseline pass. The zone defense works. The pass for Leffel in the post, deflected, stolen by the Wildcats. Down the floor to Westerbeck. Westerbeck gives it up out back to teammate Leanne Yulsman, right back to Westerbeck, to Pranger in the top of the key. Spin move. Good poke away by Leffel. Pranger tracks it down at the timeline, nearly steps over and back, recovers. And hands it to teammate Yulsman. 1:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Westerbeck's got it 35 feet out. Westerbeck gets away from her defender, goes into the paint, doesn't shoot, had an opening, delivered the ball back out on top to Yulsman. 1:03 left in the OT. Minster up two with the ball. Pranger's two free throws, the only points in the extra session. And here's Lagerman holding the Minster player right in front of the scorer's table. Yulsman at the stripe, 1-1 for Minster. These are important. If Minster makes two, it's a two-possession lead. And Yulsman's high arch free throw is good. 36-33, Minster. 59.8 remaining in the overtime period. Second shot high up in the air. Yulsman nothing but net. She's got them both. New Knoxville is in some hot water now, down four. Krager manning the press at midcourt. New Knoxville does get it down to Miller in the corner. Out back to Schrayer. Right side Leffel. 4-point lead Minster. Leffel flings it near side to Schrayer. Left corner Miller. Open 3-point look. It hit the back iron. No good. Rebound on the deck. A scrum for it. It rolls out high. Leffel gobbles it up for New Knoxville. Throws it to Schrayer. Back to Leffel. Her pass is tipped out of bounds. Alert play by Leffel, who went after that rolling basketball to salvage the possession for New Knoxville. And now a timeout is called by the Rangers. 31.8 to go, 37-33 lead for Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Ashlyn Miller for New Knoxville took the long three with about 35 seconds to go in the overtime in an attempt to cut Minster's lead to one. It missed. Loose ball rebound. Wild scrap for it. Ball came out of a pile, rolled across the hardwood. Leffel snatched it for New Knoxville, which got a timeout. Rangers down four. Just over a half minute remaining. Inbounded to Miller. Now to Schrayer between circles. Zone defense, Minster. Schrayer sizes up a three. Hurls a long one. Short. Rebound deflected back out to Miller. Right side pass. Lockham an open 3-point try. Bullseye! It was Schwederman 14, not Lockham 24, who connected. That is a huge triple.
Yeah.
Terrific long possession by New Knoxville, which finally got points. A three from behind the arc to cut Minster's lead to one with 18.2 to go, timeout called.
Well, and New Knoxville is going to have to try to pressure the inbounds, try to get a steal. The thing that's going to give Minster a little bit of an advantage is they're going to reach, if they get fouled, they're going to shoot two. It's not the one-on-one. It takes a little pressure off. Unless you miss the first one, then there's just as much pressure.
Yep, double bonus situation. 9 team fouls on New Knoxville. Minster would get a crack at two at the stripe. Should the Rangers foul, New Knoxville may not have any choice if the steal in the backcourt is not made.
Well, Huelsman's made both of hers, Westerbeck's made both of hers, and Pringer's made both of hers. So those are three girls that you can get the ball to and have a little confidence that they're going to step up.
Yep, six made free throws in the second half by Minster after a cold start tonight. Here is Minster having difficulty in backcourt. The 10-second count is on. Here's Hilsman sprinting down the floor. Fires ahead to Schmidtmeyer, who gets it over the timeline. She's wrapped up by Leffel with 10 seconds even remaining. 1-point lead, Minster, 37-36.
Hannah's missed all three of her free throws here in the game.
Schmidtmeyer 0 for 3, two shots coming. The first is in the air. The ball is at her chest. Then she lets it fly and nails it for Minster.
That's what you hope to get out of a senior.
38-36. And Schmidtmeyer pops it in. Second free throw by Hannah. Bends the knees. It's on the way. In and out. No good. Long rebound. Got it away. Schmidtmeyer tracks it down for Minster. She's wrapped up again. Foul called on New Knoxville. And now Schmidtmeyer with two made tosses, Chuck, has a chance to virtually seal the deal.
Yeah, he pretty much wrap it up with 7 seconds to go.
Substitution for New Knoxville. Lagerman checks out. Allie Catter-Henry is in. No doubt a pretty good long-range shooter for the Rangers. Schmidtmeyer with two more coming. It is right on the money. Boy, Hannah's been clutch here late. Anna Schmidtmeyer trying to make it a 4-point game and give Minster a big cushion. That's big for tonight's action. Short, no good. Rebound Schwederman for New Knoxville. Down the floor, across the timeline. 35-footer in the air. No good off to the left. And it's over. Buckminster nips New Knoxville in overtime, 39-36. Schwedem had a pretty good look, but it was a lengthy shot.
Yeah.
A little more distant than the Rangers would have liked. Schmidtmeyer made 3 of 4 free throws late in OT as she edged Minster out in front by 3 points with the made foul shots. And the long three-pointer by New Knoxville is off target as the game ends. And the Minster Wildcats advance to 3-0 on the year. New Knoxville now 2-2 as the Wildcats win it. A close call here tonight at Minster. 39-36, Lady Wildcats over the Rangers. We expected it would be close last year at New Knoxville. By a similar score, the Rangers won it 40-38. We said in the pregame we anticipated a very similar contest tonight, and we got it, almost the identical score. Last year, 78 points scored between the two clubs. This year, 75, and Minster prevails in OT. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if these two teams, Chuck, didn't collide once again in district semifinal or final action in tournament play. Three-point win by Minster, 39-36. We'll return to wrap it up and give you our Clancy Stars of the Game when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
New Knoxville's Jenna Schwederman, who had made a long three-pointer late in the overtime, had a chance to tie the game up with a three just before the buzzer. It was short. It was a lengthy shot, a good 30-35-footer, bounced off the iron, and Minster survives in overtime against New Knoxville here tonight, 39-36. Three clutch free throws in the OT by Hannah Schmidtmeyer, the difference for Minster. I said three. I should have said, what, two made
three
throws?
She was 2 of 4.
Yeah. She was 2 of 4. There was a big violation in the OT period when Minster missed a free throw, was given a second chance.
Yeah, that was Courtney Pringer. Yep, stepped up and knocked down the second one.
Yep, a violation in the lane too soon against New Knoxville gave Minster a second free throw. That was a big point because in the end, Minster was up three, not just by a two-point bucket. New Knoxville had to fling the long three ball, which was just off the rim prior to the buzzer, and Minster won it. It was a game of streaks tonight. A late seven-point swing by Minster in the fourth quarter enabled the Wildcats to go up seven. Then New Knoxville tallied the final seven of regulation to knot the game and send it into OT. And that's when Minster did hit some free throws it had missed earlier in the game, Chuck.
Yeah, they did a nice job. I mean, Leanne Huelsman stepped up, made two, and Courtney Pringer made two, and Schmidtmeyer was 2 of 4. So they scored 6 points in the overtime, all from the free throw line.
And for New Knoxville, outstanding play all night long from Kenzie Schreyer. Boy, she was dynamite. Wow, was she good. And you love the way both teams spread the ball around. They share it equally well.
Well, defensively, both teams played outstanding tonight. It was it was what you expect when you watch Minster, for sure. They just play outstanding defense.
Looking into the future, a matchup again come tournament time. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen all the teams in the area, but they would both be worthy. Yes,
yeah, wouldn't be surprised. Our stars of the game brought to you by Clancy's in Sydney.
Looking at on the New Knoxville side, I'm going to go with Kenzie Schreyer. She had 14 points, was 4 for 4 from the free throw line, did a good job on the floor tonight. On the other side, Minster, I have Leanne Huelsman. She hit 2 big threes, and then she was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And also the freshman, I was really impressed with Courtney Pringer. Mm-hmm. She scored 8 and hit those 2 big free throws down the stretch. Those are our 3 Clancy's players of the game.
Yeah, Pringer didn't start, came off the bench, performed beautifully. 8 young ladies scored in this game tonight for Minster. Our stars of the game for the Minster Wildcats, Leanne Huelsman is 1, and Courtney Pringer is the other. Kenzie Schreyer for New Knoxville. Clancy's Restaurant presents our star of the game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Excellent game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. We knew it would be. It did not disappoint as Minster's ladies defeat New Knoxville in overtime by 3. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, developing the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna, off Route 25A, many beautiful wooded lots available. Middendorf will customize a home to your plan and specifications. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. These additional underwriting sponsors here tonight, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, as I noted. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, and Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Final score on our Dickman Supply scoreboard, Minster 36, New Knoxville 33 in OT. A superb Midwest Athletic Conference girls game tonight.
Boy, both of these teams are going to win a lot of games.
Isn't that the truth? And I'm looking forward to the nights, Chuck, when Minster plays Fort Loramie and New Knoxville plays Fort Loramie.
Yep. There's going to be 2 outstanding games, too.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the Lady Redskins have got both of those clubs on the road this year at Minster and New Knoxville. Don't forget, tomorrow night we are at Anna. The boys game between the Anna Rockets and Fairlawn Jets tip off at 8 on the air at 7:40 p.m. tomorrow night. Minster won the JV game by a big score tonight over New Knoxville, and the Wildcats edge the Rangers in the varsity tilt. It took overtime to get it done. So many thanks for Rhett Jesch, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Minster. Again, the final score in overtime. Minster 36, New Knoxville 33.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.